Though political fighting at the State House and the lack of a complete budget meant it was haphazard, municipalities got much of their state funding this year. Illinois is set to begin a new fiscal year Friday with no spending plan in place, and that has local officials worried. I'm Amanda Vinicky with NPR Illinois. Mahomet Village President Sean Widener says it's a matter of stability.
We need a state budget. We need road construction projects to continue to progress. We need local governance to continue without further delay. And most importantly, we need to restore the confidence for all the citizens within the state.
Widener was one of a handful of local leaders who stood alongside Republican Governor Bruce Rauner Monday at a Capitol press conference to urge passage of a temporary budget. It's a fight that's political at its core, but Naperville Mayor Steve Cherico tried to stay out of Rauner's feud with the Democrats who control the legislature.
I'm not here to point fingers or blame. I'm just here to say, look, we need solutions.
Rockford Mayor Larry Morrissey jumped right in and announced his backing of the spirit of Rauner's turnaround agenda.
It's controversial because it's loaded with a lot of additional politics, but the general trajectory and the trend of giving municipalities more power, more authority to govern our affairs, that is something that I've consistently lobbied.
The governor's local control wish list would free municipalities from prevailing wage requirements and allow them to declare bankruptcy. Though Rauner often talks about local control, he also wants to require municipalities freeze their property taxes. I'm Amanda Vinicky.